A piece of the debate, going into a restaurant during COVID, and importing water from Mexico. I'm David Brancaccio. You've been hearing about last night's final Trump-Biden debate. There were questions about the pandemic economy and pandemic relief. Marketplace's Erica Barris is here to serve some portions.
When the candidates were asked about the costs of shutdown to the economy and the human toll in the way of hunger, depression, domestic and substance abuse outweighing the risk of exposure to COVID-19, Vice President Joe Biden said reopening shouldn't happen until the virus is under control, citing bars and gymnasiums.
But when you do open, give the people the capacity to be able to open and have the capacity to do it safely.
And when President Trump was asked about reopening, specifically about schools and the concerns that children going to school will endanger their teachers and families, he said,
"We have to open our country. We're not going to have a country. You can't do this. We can't keep this country closed."
And Erica, new federal pandemic relief, which we don't have, with 11 days before the election?
Correct. They were asked, 12 million people out of work, many millions poor and hungry. President Trump was asked why he hasn't been able to get them help. His answer, he blamed Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi for not approving a relief bill.
"It's near the election because she thinks it helps her politically. I think it hurts her politically."
And when Vice President Joe Biden was asked why he hasn't pushed the Democrats to get a deal for the American people,
"I have, and they have pushed it. Look, they passed this act all the way back in the beginning of the summer."
Speaker Pelosi has said that negotiations over the proposed next stimulus are continuing.
Marketplace's Erica Barris, thank you very much. This fall's Marketplace Edison research poll we commissioned turned up views some will view as paradoxical when asked if people's personal financial situation is better or worse or the same as 4 years ago. 48% yes, it's better. 24% said it's worse. But we also asked if people approve or disapprove of President Trump's handling of the economy. 55% disapprove. U.S. stock index futures are mixed. The S&P future is up 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is down slightly. We've been watching low, low, low interest rates trend up to just low, low today. This morning, the 10-year Treasury yield has gone from 0.69% at the beginning of this month, October. It's this morning at 0.84%. Mexico has reached a deal to provide water it owes to the United States despite widespread protests by Mexican farmers. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his country would make up its shortfall. The BBC's Emily Horler reports.
In 1944, Mexico and the United States signed a bilateral treaty that said the two countries must share water from two major rivers along their border, the Colorado and the Rio Grande. But the US says recently Mexico hasn't been holding up its part of the agreement. Negotiations over sharing water have long been strained, and with this year being one of the driest in decades, tensions have erupted. Last month, the authorities opened a dam in Chihuahua State to divert water towards the US. Hundreds of Mexican farmers then occupied the dam, saying they would be left with nothing. It led to violent clashes with the National Guard.
Emily Horler is with our editorial partner, the BBC. There's news New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo will allow movie theaters to reopen at 25% capacity around his state, although theaters in New York City specifically will stay shut. It's been about 3 weeks since New York City restaurants got approval to serve diners indoors, again, 25% max. The state will update the COVID restaurant rules next week when these rules could either be toughened or eased, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
It's an autumn evening in New York, right out of the movies. Trees changing color and people walking by wearing scarves. But at La Locanda in Brooklyn, the silence is heavy. This place has been here for nearly 30 years. Tonight, there's only one patron eating outside. Owner Cono Colombo is worried.
We don't make no money. You know, we just go day by day a week. That's the only thing we do, but you can't put no money on the side.
Colombo says outdoor seating and a PPP loan saved La Locanda this summer, but no one wants to eat their linguine de la nona while chattering their teeth in New York winter. And Colombo says he has little faith in outdoor heaters helping. Inside, under state rules, he can only fit about four people at a time. So he worries customers might go somewhere bigger instead. And it's going to cost him more to make it safe for those four people.
You know, now you got to have an extra person, like I said, to sit at the door to check the temperature. You got to clean twice. You got to do so many things. But how do you survive like that?
A lot of restaurants haven't even survived this far. According to Yelp data, nationwide, over 32,000 restaurants have closed since the pandemic. Guy Caidi owns Concord Hill Restaurant and has been taking earnings from his foie gras and truffle terrine to make his indoor space safer. But
The obvious truth is people don't really want to sit inside yet. Even though we complied with, you know, installing new filters and the light in the AC that kills whatever.
Kairi says customers have dropped about 30% since it started getting cool. As we speak, a group of contractors talk about heating and expanding his sidewalk dining areas. Like Colombo, Kairi says what really kept him afloat this summer was a PPP loan. But now,
every week that goes by, you're just digging a hole that you're not going to be able to recover from. Right now, we need a second PPP to be passed and so I can keep the employees and I can keep paying rent and not have to beg to the landlord or to the purveyors.
Congress is stalled on passing further pandemic assistance, and as temperatures keep dropping, restaurants say that help can't come soon enough. In Brooklyn, I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold, all working in separate locations across the country. Thanks to them. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, it's Amy. I'm here with a special thanks to the businesses and organizations that sponsor Marketplace. This support is what fuels our reporting and allows our independent journalism to thrive. If you think that your business would benefit from sponsoring Marketplace, check out marketplace.org/corporate, fill out the short form, and someone from Marketplace will follow up. Again, that's marketplace.org/corporate.